A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Immediately after feeding the crowd with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently in the Chicago area, we have had a lot of storms. In fact, the month of July was record-setting since they've been taking records of the weather. We've had the wettest July. And this past Wednesday, it was a loud, loud thunderstorm. And the reason I am so aware of this is I have a collie, Sienna, who is terrified of thunderstorms. She pants and paces, and there's very little I can do to ease her concern. And this past Wednesday, the storm registered over 68,000 lightning strikes. And, of course, with each lightning strike came a big boom of thunder. Now, I've gotten to become very attuned to listening for that first rumble of thunder so that I can at least get her down in the basement where it's quiet, turn on the radio so she won't hear the thunder, and do what I can. So I've become real hyper-attuned to thunderstorms now. And no doubt the disciples and Jesus were also hyper-attuned to predicting storms. 4 of them were fishermen. But Matthew states in the gospel that by evening the boat is far from the land. Now this is an important detail because in first century Galilee, well, the Sea of Galilee is known for its quick squalls. It can be peaceful 1 minute and boom, a storm happens the next and the waves just really become very violent towards the boats. The boats also were flat. They have no rudder or keel, and the oars towards the back were carved such to where they served as kind of the rudder to help steer the ship. And when the boats crossed, they didn't cross straight across, but they actually went the circumference of the land, keeping their eye on the shoreline. So the boat being far from the land, that's key, because in Galilee, because I've been there, it gets dark. I walked with some of my fellow pilgrims, and I could not see my hand in front of my face. I would have to walk to where I could be in a street light to actually see where I was going. Well, the disciples didn't have any such luxury of the street lights. It was flat. It was chaotic. The waves were just rumbling. They, without seeing the shoreline, they had no idea where they were. They were totally disoriented. Now, what happens next? Well, of course, we know that Jesus comes to their chaos. He comes to the midst of their chaos where they are freaking out, shrieking and screaming in fear. And Jesus cries out, "Don't be afraid." And then Peter, not knowing if, is this a ghost? Because in first century Judaism, there was a real belief in the spirit world being part of the earthly world. And so Peter talks to this possible phantom, and this possible phantom invites him on the water, and he gets out. Well, imagine the reaction of the disciples. "Peter, get back in here. Are you crazy? God, this is nuts." And probably a whole host of saltier language. But a cacophonous, chaotic clatter of shouts and screams goes up. But, of course, we know what happens. We know that Peter does walk, and it is truly the Lord. And Jesus helps Peter when he falters. And when they get back to the boat, the wind ceases. It just stops from this loud, chaotic, cacophonous, scary storm to absolute silence. This man, Jesus, commanded the elements, and they listened. But I wonder though, what was the reaction of the other disciples once they got their boat safely to shore? During the safety of the daylight, kind of, what was their thoughts? I wonder what would have happened. What was in their minds and their hearts? Let's imagine what they might have been thinking. Well, no wonder they always call me Timid Thomas. But, you know, I'm not a fisherman. I can't swim. Why didn't I go? Why couldn't I just have trusted that the Master was there, that he would have been there for me if I got scared and falter? It's always Peter. Peter, Peter, Peter. Why couldn't I be the brave one? Why couldn't I set the example for once? Hey, Andrew, whoa, that is one crazy brother you've got there. What, is he nuts? About anyone, he knows how rough the water is here. It's not like he's Philip or Matthew. He's a fisherman. He knows better. Yeah, it turned out great, but hey, what if it hadn't? What if it had been a ghost that we saw? Yeah, I know, James. You're right, and I guess he should have known better. He is a seasoned fisherman. But maybe he did know better. I mean, we were all so busy clinging to the sides of the boat, yelling commands, trying to paddle our best. Peter, he took a chance for all of us to see whatever was out there, if it was good or if it was evil. Because if it had been a ghost or a sea phantom, Peter stuck his neck out for all of us to give us a warning. Oh, yeah, Andrew, I mean, yeah, that's true. Hey, just think, that foolhardy brother of yours, you know, whom the Master renamed Peter, a rock, hey, just think, he didn't think. I mean, well, yeah, he started to, but we know that the Master grabbed him in time. And so, with our Lord, rocks don't sink. Get it? Rock, Peter, rock, Peter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. James, you're a regular laugh riot. Rocks don't sink. Well, you know, maybe if we all keep our eye on the Master, we won't sink either. Just hope if ever there is a next time that I'll have the courage to take the chance, a risk, the trust, like my big brother did. You know, the disciples, they may have been glad to just sit in the boat, Well, maybe some of them actually did wish they had taken a chance. Have there ever been a time when you wish you would have taken a chance? Some opportunity that just slipped right by you? Because, yeah, I think we all can probably remember at least one or two times where we should have spoken up. We should have just risked it. Today's gospel is telling us it is time to quit clinging to the railings of safety like scared, timid disciples and swing our legs over the edge of the boat and just splash our feet into the waters of Christian, committed Christian living. Time to take a chance. Because if we ever hope to walk on the water with Jesus, we have got to get ourselves out of the boat. We want to walk on water. We have to first get out of the boat. You know, and that chance that we take, that might be the good news, that gospel that we bring to someone else. But if we don't, no risk, no gospel. No risk, no gospel. So are we ready? Are we ready to be vessels of good news and blessing to our world, knowing that Jesus will always be with us? Are we ready? Because it's time. Time to get out of the boat.